Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
And so, notice, after 2 days, he remained with them, he abode with them for 2 days. In verse 41, we read the result of it. It says in verse 41 that many more believed because of his own word. You see, many of the Shomronim believe. Again, I told you that today there's about 700 to 800 Samaritans left in the land of Israel. But in those days, there were many more Samaritans in a time when Yeshua came some 2,000 years ago. Many of them already believed because of the testimony of this Samaritan woman who say, "Come and see a man which have told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Christ, the Christos, the Anointed One?" And so many believe already. But in verse 41, many more believed because of Yeshua's words, not anymore only because of the woman's word. And we read here in verse 42, "And said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because thy saying, for we have heard him," the Mashiach himself, the Messiah himself, ourselves, "and know that this," notice this statement, and I love this statement, beloved friend, "that this is indeed the Messiah." This is indeed the Mashiach. And they continue, "the Savior of the world." In Hebrew we say, "Zehu HaMashiach, Moshia HaOlam." There is a link between the word Mashiach in Hebrew and Moshia in Hebrew. It comes from the same root word. In fact, there is a link between the name of Jesus in Hebrew, Yeshua, Mashiach, Moshia, is the same root word, Jehovah the Savior. Every time when you say Yeshua, in the Greek is Jesus, and in English is Jesus, but Yeshua is the Hebrew word. Every time you say Yeshua, and every time you say Savior, Moshia, is the same root word. Zehu HaMashiach Moshia Olam. This is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Amazing statement, the Savior of the world. No wonder Shaul Paul said, in Romans, to the Romans believers, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, I want to read to you this very beautiful verse. Shaul Paul said to them in verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," the gospel of the Messiah. Why, Paul? Why aren't you ashamed of the gospel of the Messiah? "Because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe." The gospel of the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, that he died, he was buried, and he rose again, is the only authority, the only dynamite, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. What one must believe. I trust that you believe, my dear friend. I trust that you see that he indeed is the answer for sin, not works, not human merit, not human achievement, not religion, not man-made system. Whatever one does, it comes out of our own sin nature, but God provided the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Savior of the world. This is so beautiful. No wonder Paul Shaul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Messiah, for it is the power of God unto salvation," notice, "to everyone that believe in." He continued, "To the Jew first, and also unto the Greek," unto the Gentile. "La Yehudi barishona velagoy," to the Jew and to the Gentile. But notice, it says, "For therein," in that gospel, in that good news, in that death, burial, and resurrection of the Messiah, Jesus, "the righteousness of God is revealed from faith unto faith." In other words, when one believes that gospel, the work of the Messiah, then he being declared righteous by God. The righteousness of God revealed from faith, from emunah, from believing unto believing. One must believe in the person of the Lord Jesus the Messiah and in the finished work, his death, burial, and resurrection. The Apostle John said in 1 John, he himself said, this is a beautiful words that John mentioned in his epistle, that concerning the fact that God the Father have sent the Son. Notice that, 1 John 4:14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Moshiach HaOlam. See, God sent his Son to become the Savior of the world. And so, beloved friend, we must recognize that Yeshua is the Savior of the world. And now back to our chapter. It says in verse 43, after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee. So now you notice, on the way, you remember what we did say, we began in this fourth chapter, when therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Now we know why he went through Samaria. He remained there for 2 days. The Samaritan woman became a child of God. The Samaritan's men, many of them became believers in him. And they proclaimed that he is the Mashiach, the Savior of this world. And so we read, after 2 days, now the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, in verses 44 on, you notice that now finally he is ministering now to the nobleman that had his son sick. And so we read, beloved brothers and sisters, and I would like to read from verse 43 to continue to verse 54 to the end of the chapter. This is very beautiful because in verse 43, after 2 days, he arrived, he had gone towards Galilee. And then there, notice in verse 44, Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And you know, it is interesting because he was that prophet that came to his own country or own nation, the nation, our own people, the nation of Israel. And he, as it was promised, that he would come into this world through the nation of Israel. Micah chapter 5, we read in verse 2 in the English text, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousand of Yehudah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Mi'imei olam, we read this in Hebrew. The Messiah will be born in the city of Bethlehem of the tribe of Judah, and he is the one that will rule over our people, the people of Israel, whose going forth is from of old, from everlasting. He was God the Son. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is the everlasting one. Now he came at his first coming, and our people of Israel did not accept him, beloved brothers and sisters, and that's why the Lord is mentioning here, he said the prophet have no honor in his own country. And that was the country of Judea. He was born as a Jewish man to the Jewish people in the land of Judea, in the city of Bethlehem. And so he was not accepted by the spiritual leaders in Jerusalem at his first coming. And we can see that it will continue on, because eventually he will be rejected and despised and placed on a cross by the Romans, but rejected also by his people. And you will see that it will be a fulfillment that we read in chapter 1 earlier, it says here that he came unto his own, John 1 verse 11, and his own receive him not. So a prophet has no honor in his own country. It's just like you and I, whenever we share the message with our own families, oftentimes our families do not receive the message that we share with them because they simply do not receive one that is coming from themselves. And of course, in our case, we have sin in our life, we have failure in our life, they know everything about us, and they reject the message. It says, what happened to you? Who make you all of a sudden a theologian? But when it's come to Yeshua, it's the same thing, because Israel, our people, did not recognize him as the promised Messiah at his first coming, as it was foretold by the prophets of Israel long before Yeshua even came. And so we read that verse 45, we read that when he was coming to Galilee, the Galilean received him, having seen all the things which he did in Jerusalem at a feast, for they also went unto the feast. So remember, in our people's history, when the feast of Pesach and the feast of Shavuot and the feast of Sukkot in the Passover and weeks and in the feast of Booth, Jewish people throughout the generation, including today, going down to the city of Jerusalem, in days of old, the temple was standing, worshiping God at the temple. Today, even though the temple is not there, Jewish people worldwide come to worship God in the city of Jerusalem. Of course, today, because of the rejection of the Messiah, something is missing. Something is missing. For 2,000 years, nearly 2,000 years, something is missing. The Mashiach is missing. He is the one that need to be worshipped. But sadly, there is still that blindness now, until one day God will open the eyes of our people. So many of the Galilean went to Jerusalem. They saw what he did there. Notice then, they have seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem. And you remember what he did. He cleansed the temple. He have actually performed miracles, because according to the end of chapter 2 of this gospel of John, in verse 23, it says, when Yeshua was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast, a day many believed on him, on his name, when they saw miracles which he did. So apparently, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, performed miracles in Jerusalem at the feast of Pesach, Passover. Many believe on him, but they believed on him as a miracle worker, and they needed to believe on him as a Mashiach, as Savior, as a deliverer. Like here, the Samaritans who said, indeed, he is the Mashiach, the Savior of the world. And so, beloved friends, it's amazing how important it is for us to understand this. And so now it says here that they receive him. The Galilean received him. Some of the Shomronim, they received him. Now you can see how beautiful, how there were those who did receive him, who did believe on his name. We don't read of all who have believed on him, because when we get to the book of Acts, we only see 120 in the upper room. But we not necessarily mean that all these 120 were the only ones who believe on the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, because what about all these Samaritans who believe on him? What about all these Galileans who believed on him? So apparently there were more who believed on him. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, after his resurrection, he showed himself to 500 individuals at once. So it must be more than 120. But the point is that many believe on his name. Then we read in verse 46, and here's the account with the nobleman that came to have a request from Yeshua the Messiah. It says in verse 46, so Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Kfar Nahum. Now again, notice, Yeshua, it was the Cana is not far from Nazareth, where he lived, where Yeshua lived. Kfar Nachum is in the same area. Cana, Kfar Nachum, Nazareth is all there is in the Galil. And so in Cana, he already performed the first miracle that he did. And now what we find out that he is arriving to Cana, there is a nobleman. Now again, nobleman is one of the people who serve the king or belong to the king. This is King Herod's son, Herod Antipas, who was a very wicked king. And this Herod was the one that John, Yohanan HaMatbil, told him that he was wrong in his marriage situation, and how eventually Yohanan, John the Baptizer, lost his head because of his speaking against Herod. So this nobleman apparently belonged to a relationship or serving among those who belonged to this king in those days, King Herod Antipas. And so he had a son that was sick in Kfar Nachum. And so we read in verse 47, when he heard that Yeshua come out from Judea into Galilee, he went unto him, and he besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Look at the faith that this Oved HaMelech, nobleman, this one that came to Cana from Kfar Nachum, he knew that Yeshua was there. He besought him that he would come from Cana now to Kfar Nachum to heal his son who was nigh unto death. And it's interesting that Yeshua said unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. See, the importance of the whole book of John is faith in the Messiah Jesus. To remind you, and we do so again and again, we read in John chapter 20, many other signs truly did Yeshua in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Verse 31 says, but these are written that ye might believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Notice that ye might believe, and then believing ye might have life through his name. What is in the name? In the name of Yeshua, you shall call his name Yeshua. In Hebrew, Yeshua means salvation. In the Greek, Jesus translation from the Hebrew, it speaks of the salvation. You shall call his name Jesus. You shall call his name Yeshua, for he will save, he will Yoshia his people from their sins. So one has to believe on his name, on his person, not only because he is a miracle worker, but because he is God, the Son, who became a man, and he is the one that will die and be paying for the sin of this world. So he challenged this nobleman, except ye see sign and wonders, ye will not believe. And remember the sign, the first sign that is found in chapter 2 in Cana of Galilee, when Yeshua turned the water into wine at that wedding in the city of Cana. Well, beloved friend, look at the words of the nobleman in verse 49. The nobleman says unto him, sir, come down before my child will die. He begged him, he besought him. As we read here, he really wanted to have his son remain alive. Who of us would not want to have our children blessed, alive and healthy? You can understand the heart of this one of the who belonged to the king Herod Antipas. And beloved friend, doesn't matter who we are all human beings who need the grace of God. If we only turn to him, if we only realize that we need him, because without him, we can do nothing. So the nobleman asked him, please come before my son will die. And beloved friend, look at the answer of Yeshua. Jesus says unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. Here's a miracle. The son is ready to die. And the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, not even going there, he is telling in Cana to the nobleman from Kfar Nachum that his son in Kfar Nachum that was nigh to death now, he is now alive. He will not die. Thy son liveth. Verse 50. This is so beautiful. Bincha chai. Bincha chai in Hebrew. Thy son liveth. He is alive. He is liveth. And the man believed. Imagine, he didn't go yet to Kfar Nachum. He didn't see yet his son being alive. He knew that he was nigh to death, but he believed. He believed. Do you believe? Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe the gospel of the grace of God? Do you believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? Do you believe that Yeshua is the Messiah? Do you believe that he is the Holy One of Israel who became a man and was here on earth some 2,000 years ago? Do you believe? Do you believe in Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name? If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Yeshua, and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, the scripture says, my dear friend. Do you believe? Do you believe? Well, the nobleman believed. He believed the word that Yeshua had spoken unto him, and he went his way. The Lord Jesus already told him, go thy way, thy son liveth. Go your way, thy son liveth. He believed. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh unto him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My dear friend, this is such a fundamental truth that we need to recognize. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain good reports. By faith, the elders in Israel history observed and obtained good report. We read in verse 6 of Hebrews 11, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, he believed, and he went on his way. Verse 51 says, as he was now going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Well, Yeshua have already said before he left, thy son liveth. Now his servant saying, thy son liveth. Haben shelcha chai. In verse 51, Bincha chai, he's alive. Verse 52, then inquire he, this is the nobleman of them, the hour when he began to amend, to get better. And they said unto him, yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. Apparently, when Yeshua spoke the words, verse 50, thy son liveth, immediately this miracle of the healing of the son of the nobleman. Beloved friend, this is fascinating. This is fascinating. So the father, notice the conclusion of this fourth chapter, beloved friend. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Yeshua said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. Look at the progress. The Shomronit first believed. More of the Shomronim, Samaritan, believe. The Galileans, many believe. And more now believe. You can see the nobleman believe. And now his household believe. And the fourth chapter concludes, this is again the second miracle. In Hebrew, the word is ot, sign. This is now the second. The first one was in Cana. The second one actually happened in the word of the Lord from Cana to the son of this nobleman who was in Kfar Nachum. This is the second miracle that Yeshua did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. So, beloved friend, what an amazing fourth chapter in which we are studying together here of the Gospel of Yohanan, the Gospel of John. The Lord is the one that came from heaven in order to give his life a ransom for many. He is the man from heaven. He is God the Son. He is the God who loved this world and became a man. He is the Ben Ha'adam, the Son of Man. He is the promised Mashiach of Israel and the Savior of the world. And we can conclude this chapter by repeating that which the Shomonim, the Samaritans, said in John 4 and verse 42. This is indeed, verse 42, the Messiah, the Christ, the Christos, the Anointed One, the Savior of the world. This is indeed the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Amazing. Hu HaMashiach, Moshia HaOlam. Oh, how we long to see many come to know him as the Redeemer, the Savior, the Messiah, the Savior of this world. Well, beloved friend, God bless you, and God open your heart and encourage your heart as you and I trust, have acknowledged him as the Messiah, the Savior of this world. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.